When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
So the Queen of Wands, she could really be the Knight of Wands mother and then be absolutely dumbfounded as to where he gets his attitude from. But the Queen of Wands is very upbeat, very determined. She knows exactly how to get what she wants, where unlike her son, figuratively speaking, the Knight, who doesn't have a plan, the Queen of Wands knows exactly how to get what she wants. She can be a little bit on the vain side, on the cosmetic, on the exterior side. And that's where Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton comes in. The Queen of Wands could very well be the girl he's singing about. It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup, brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I say, yes, you look wonderful tonight. You almost get the feeling that she already knew the answer of how she looked. She knew she felt good. She was just trying to rope him in a little bit, make sure that he's paying attention. And then he says, we go to a party. Everyone turns to see this beautiful lady that's walking around with me. And she asks me, do you feel all right? And I say, yes, I feel wonderful tonight. She wants to know, am I the reason why you have that big smile? Everybody staring at me, everybody giving you attention through me. Is that what you want? Is that what's making you happy right now? She knows exactly what she's doing. And it's not even in a vindictive way. The Queen of Wands is not a nasty person. She can be a bit shallow, a bit vain. It's just that she knows that her charm and her looks, it's a big part of why she gets what she wants. She has an energy that's very confident. And sometimes that could be standoffish. You know, tarot cards, like people, are very complex. You look at the definition of cards of a card and it's like, oh, that's great. And confidence can be great. Knowing that you're a good-looking person and that's going to help you get what you want. Knowing that you're a smart person, whatever it is, having the confidence where you believe in your abilities can be great, but it's not always the case. You know, there's the girl in the song Still the Same by Bob Seger, where as you go through the lyrics of this song, you realize that this is someone that's always gotten what she wanted until the day she didn't, and all of a sudden, she doesn't know what to do. He says, you always won every time you placed a bet. You're still damn good. No one's gotten to you yet. Every time they were sure they had you caught, but you were quicker than they thought, you just turn your back and walk. You always said the cards would never do you wrong. The trick, you said, was never play the game too long. A gambler's share, the only risk you would take, the only loss you could forsake, the only bluff you couldn't fake, and you're still the same. For every single best there is, somebody will come along and best you at some point. At the very end of this song, it all fell apart. There you stood, everybody watched you play, and I just turned and walked away. I had nothing left to say. Queen of Wands is a very common story. You want somebody like the Queen of Wands around, but that can be annoying at times. And it's also a very easy way into getting too big for your own britches, as most of our grandmothers would say. And that's the danger of the Queen of Wands. And that's what could flip that card upside down very quickly. A lot of times when we put so much focus into the exterior, it's because we don't want people to look into the interior. We give people so much sometimes, but it's an illusion. What we put out there seems like it's everything, but we do that to, it's like smoke and mirrors, to fool people, because there is something that we're hiding. We just say, hey, look at all I'm giving you. Look at all I'm showing you. And it's like, wow, that's a lot. That must be everything. But it's not. Bruce Springsteen, The Secret Garden, which was one of the four new songs on the greatest hits that came out in 1995. Listen to what he says. She'll let you in her car to go driving around. She'll let you into the parts of herself that'll bring you down. She'll let you in her heart if you've got a hammer and vice. But into her secret garden, don't think twice. The Queen of Wands is going to tell you everything she wants you to know. She's going to tell you or show you everything she wants you to see. Not everything you want to see. Not everything you want to know. Never expect that from the Queen of Wands. She's in control. Even if being in control that much drives her out of control. When you have that much confidence, you're going to make a mistake every once in a while. The Queen of Wands is not going to be silenced. She's always going to stand up for what she believes in. She's always going to speak her mind. And every once in a while, that might piss somebody off that has a little more power and a little more energy than she does. The complexity of human beings is why tarot is so phenomenal in the first place. And the beauty of rock and roll is that there is a song for every single element of every single tarot card that is out there. That's the Queen of Wands. We will tackle the King next. Do you have any suggestions for the King of Wands? What rock and roll song makes you think of the King? I would love to hear what you have to say about this episode or any episode that might have stood out that you agreed or didn't agree with. My Instagram is Orlando0616, and I hope to speak to you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword care. That's care to pound 250.